back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Tom, 1320 WILS. I'm Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling, en route to Iowa City, probably almost there. I think you made a stop over in between. Talking about with him, with Dave Benton and Scott from 9 o'clock on in different radio segments. I'm going to be heading out here pretty soon down to Albion College. But right now I want to bring in a coach I have a tremendous amount of respect for. He's got an outstanding program. I witnessed it last night. Huge crowd, the DeWitt Panthers. They bring it strong. Well-coached team. I thought East Lansing played very well. It hurts, obviously, on a personal basis. My son's last game, when he walked off that field, it was tough to watch. But you move on in life, and I want to commend the victorious coach, Rob Zimmerman. Welcome to Jack and Tom this morning, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Well, listen, I'm telling you what, I haven't seen a better environment in quite a while than last night. I mean, we've been blessed by some great weather, but the crowd showed up early. And your kids, they got behind, and this Caleb Higbee is certainly a quick quarterback, and you got a lot of talent. You got Nathaniel Deke. I just thought your team is very well balanced, held their poise, and finally, you know, knocked off East Lansing. Everybody been kind of chiding, never DeWitt can't beat East Lansing, but you delivered last night, and I thought your kids played very well.
Thank you very much. We certainly were very happy with our effort last night. Especially after not having played very well the week before. And, you know, we felt East Lansing was a better team than St. John's, and that we're going to have to play a great game to win. And we're very proud of our kids. They played pretty well last night, and as did East Lansing. It was a great high school football game, a great environment. And, you know, I have a ton of respect for Coach Rocco and his staff and their kids. I mean, it was a class game. There wasn't any of the extras that you see sometimes, and you know, we're fortunate to have come out on top, but it was a great environment and a great high school football game.
You know, after the game I talked to Cody last night, you know, he was pretty down, but he was talking about this Nathaniel Deke, what a load it is to tackle that guy. 200-pounder, he's probably one of the strongest backs East Lansing's dealt with this year. But I think what Nathaniel brings to you, you know, when you consider you have that, you know, the Higbee combination, the aerial game, and then Jordan Johnson, who's been there forever playing for you. You have so many three-year starters, it seems like. But when you have Nathaniel Deke and what he can provide you with that running game, it kind of reminds me of what Michigan State has in terms of true balance offensively.
Yeah, Nathaniel maybe has been in the shadows a little bit this year because of our passing game, and you know, like you said, with the Higbees and Jordan. But you know, last year I think he had 25 touchdowns and just under 1,400 yards, and he's got very good numbers again this year. I believe he's over 10 yards a carry on the season, and he's a tremendous back, and he does provide balance for us. You know, I'm sure he's fancying anticipated us throwing a little bit more last night, but we got Nathaniel going early, and it helped us a ton, and we were able to run the ball very successfully. He's just he's got good vision, but he's such a physical back that he really presents problems for a lot of teams.
We're talking to Rob Zimmerman on the Jack and Tom Show. Rob Zimmerman, head football coach, DeWitt Panthers, 27-23 victories in Division III round one action last night at Lynn C. Adams Stadium. I want to go back to that game last week, Rob, because when we were at the selection show and we saw that East Lansing going to be playing DeWitt, you know, that was a great matchup. But then you think, oh, my God, here comes DeWitt. They're going to be angry. I'm saying this to myself, you know, off that loss to St. John's. Take us back through this week of practice, what that was like, because you guys have been, you know, you're undefeated. You got a lot of acclaim this year. I mean, the Potawatomis, you're kind of the Oregon Ducks of the CAAC blue here, getting a lot of hype, and then that happens. Take us back the whole persona of the whole week and how you got your kids back off the canvas.
Well, to be honest with you, it wasn't a super difficult job. I mean, they were hanging their heads a little bit. You know, we just didn't play to our abilities against St. John's. And, I mean, St. John's has great kids. I mean, it's amazing to me that they're not competing for a final or state final every couple of years, because I really believe they have great kids and a lot of there. But, you know, we had a couple of turnovers, and we didn't play as hard as we played all season. And, you know, in hindsight, we just we look back at it, and as coaches, we said, all right, we got to take a negative and turn it into a positive. And so we tried to build on that and say, look, this might have been a good thing for us, and, you know, really preach team all week. And and doing the little things. And I think we had some kids that maybe tried to do too much against St. John's. Like, they tried to take the whole team on their shoulders and made some mistakes. And that whole team focus this week, I think, really helped us a great deal and got us back on track. And our kids are hungry. You know, we've got some pretty good kids that aren't used to losing a lot. And they didn't take very well to getting knocked off. So they were certainly excited to play. Not only fans, but just to get the playoffs and show that they're a better team than they played in week 9.
Rob Zimmerman, the head football coach with Panthers, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And the thing about the playoffs, you don't have time to celebrate. And now you're going to be taking on, I'm sure you're breaking down film today, meeting with your kids, and pounding out a game plan for the Mason Bulldogs, who are 56-13 winners over Fowlerville on a running clock type of game. What do you anticipate in that shootout next week?
Well, we know that they're certainly going to have a lot of desire to beat us, because we got them pretty good in the playoffs last year, and it was kind of a unexpected score. And so, you know, I'm sure it's one of those circle games for them if they had an opportunity to play us. So they certainly will be motivated. For us to have an opportunity to possibly beat them, we're going to have to, I don't think you can shut them down, but slow down the LaValle kid. The other back kid, Amani, was good too, but certainly the key to their team is the LaValle kid. He's an outstanding running back, and you know, we're going to have to work very, very hard to scheme and come up with a way to slow that kid down. Otherwise, we're going to have a tough game.
Yeah, it should be. And that game's played at, is that Mason? It's at,
yep,
Mason, right? Because they had more points. So, oh my God, that'll be a huge crowd out there. I mean, I was marveling. Your student section was there at 5:45 when our kids were doing their initial warm-up. And our students showed up, and great environment last night. But DeWitt seems like a different level in terms of their fan following, and it's not just for football. I mean, you got this outstanding soccer program as well as the other sports. And if you're in DeWitt on Friday nights, the neighborhoods are empty then. Everybody's at a football game then, correct?
Yeah, we do have great support. You know, even our student section wasn't happy after the St. John's game. The leaders of our student section said, hey, we didn't do a good enough job, we didn't have enough people there. And they got on the announcements this week and got after some of the kids. So I think they came out in full force last night. And, you know, generally they do a great job for us. But our community is very, very supportive, as you said, of everything, regardless of what the event is. It's a community that takes great pride in whether it's the arts or sports, whatever.
Well, Rob, I want to congratulate you on a big victory last night over East Lansing. Again, I thought it was an outstanding game. Well played. A lot of those kids know each other. I can see the respect on the field, and that's just a testimony to your program and also Coach Baracco and his program. And it was just great to be there, and I want to congratulate you, and thank you for being on Jack and Tom this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it, and I agree with you. It was a great game, and I have utmost respect for East Lansing and the program that they have over there. It's a class program, no question about it. Thanks again.
Okay, Rob. That's Rob Zimmerman, head football coach of the DeWitt Panthers. They move on now, Dave, and they take on Mason. And you talk about a couple of teams that can score points.
So I'd say that's quite a gauntlet there.
Yeah, 56 racked up by Mason last night. And this Fowlerville team, Jack Wallace is a great program, but this is not quite the level that he typically has this year. But they were in the playoffs. They finished last night. And I also want to tip my hat to the Grand Ledge Comets. They were undefeated, taking on Lowell, which is, you know,
that's also not a tough opening game.
I mean,
game.
My God. I mean, they lost to East Grand Rapids about, 42-40. And so Grand Ledge ends their season, but I mean, I have so much respect for that program.
How good was DeWitt last night?
I thought they were very good. They're fast. This Higbee kid is fast,
mm-hmm,
as a quarterback. So he poses this, you know, Denard Robinson type.
Play
of
what?
Threat.
181 yards last night.
181 yards, and then the touchdown.
That
defense got to hit 23-21, and they had him hemmed in the sidelines over there. And I think our kids kind of thought he was out of bounds. I think he was still in bounds, and they didn't knock him out of bounds. They didn't complete the play, and all of a sudden, when you leave the gate open for a talented kid like that, and he's screaming down the field. And then that put them back ahead, and it really shifted the momentum, because East Lansing kicked the field goal, went up 23-21 in the latter few minutes of that game. But they move on. That'll be interesting. Also, hats off to Lansing Catholic, even though they got beat last night by Williams. It's tough to beat a team twice. That's why I didn't want East Lansing to play St. John's, because I
didn't want to have to try and do it twice.
I think it's really difficult to do that.
Well, your confidence level is up high, and you underestimate your opponent the second time around. That's
right.
That's why you see so many times teams lose the second time they play them.
Right, right, absolutely. But Mason moves on. We talked about St. John's. They won last night. They advance, and then the whole Rams we talked early on, they move on in Division One.
It's so funny to see Heartland in the playoffs. When I was in high school, Heartland was the punching bag of the KVC. I mean,
no, that's
you wanted
over
to win.
Brighton area and
Howell. Yeah, it's over by Howell and stuff. And
some nice golf courses over there.
Absolutely.
The Majestic.
And that you'd like Heartland. They got the Michigan helmets and
I
stuff.
I saw that on TV last
but,
night.
But, they used to be the punching bag of high school football.
Right.
And it's funny how public schools rotate like that.
Right. We're going to go to a timeout right now in Jack and Tom, and I'm going to go to the bench, and David Benton's going to play the point guard here. I might jump on the phone here in that last segment as I head down to Albion College. We're going to go kind of on a recruiting visit to check out that program Craig Rundle has down there and evaluate some things for us in the future. Now the high school football's over for Cody, and so we're going to do that. So you're going to take on, the Jack's going to be calling in.
Yeah, he'll be on. Or we've got a pre-taped interview with Parsegian at 9:05.
Okay,
and then Jack will be jumping in at 9:15.
All right, and get his insight out from Iowa City. 393-3700 is the number to call on the Jack and Tom Show. 1320 WILS.